As Pooh thought in his thoughtful spot, his friend Gopher appeared and warned him of the approaching storm.
Say, if I was you, I'd think about skedaddling out of here.
Why?
Because it's Wednesday.
Wednesday? Oh. Then I think I shall wish everyone a happy Wednesday, and I shall begin with my very dear friend, Piglet.
Now, Piglet lived in the center of the forest in a very grand house in the middle of a beech tree, and Piglet loved it very much.
Whew! Yes! Oops! You see, it's been in the family a long time. It belonged to my grandfather. Oh, that's his name up there. Trespassers Will. That's short for Trespassers William.
Just then a small wind caught Piglet and blew him directly into Pooh.
Oh, happy Wednesday, Piglet.
Then the wind got bigger, and it picked up Piglet and carried him high into the air. Pooh grabbed hold of Piglet's scarf and held on tight.
Pooh, I'm unraveling.
Hang on tight, Piglet.
Piglet went higher and higher into the sky, just like a kite, while Pooh held tight to his unraveling scarf. Then, with the blustiest, gustiest gust of all, Piglet was blown right up against the window of Owl's house in a tall tree.
Well, I say now, someone has pasted Piglet on my window.
A moment later, Pooh was pasted right next to him.
Well, well, Pooh too. This is a surprise.
Owl opened his window and Pooh and Piglet blew in.
Am I correct in assuming it is a rather blustery day outside?
Yes, sir, Owl. It's a very, very blustery day outside.
Oh, yes. That reminds me. Happy Wednesday, Owl.
While they visited, the wind blew harder and harder. It rocked Owl's house back and forth, until...
Yikes!
The tree and Owl's house crashed to the ground.
Well, I say now, someone has... did you do that?
I don't think so.
As soon as Christopher Robin heard of the disaster, he hurried to the scene.
What a pity. Owl, I don't think we'll ever be able to fix it.
Eeyore arrived and looked gloomily at Owl's demolished house.
If you ask me, when a house looks like that, it's time to find another one.
That's a very good idea, Eeyore.
Might take a day or two, but I'll find a new one.
Several hours later, the blustery day turned into a blustery night. To Pooh, it was a very anxious sort of night, filled with anxious sorts of noises he had never heard before. Pooh jumped into bed and peeked out from under the covers.
Oh, is that you, Piglet?
Now Pooh, being a bear of very little brain, decided to invite the new sound in. So he opened the door and looked out. He was suddenly pounced on by an unfamiliar, springy sort of character. Grinning, the new arrival perched on Pooh's tummy.
Hello, I'm Tigger.
Oh, you scared me.
Yeah, sure I did. Everyone's scared of Tiggers. Who are you?
I'm Pooh.
Oh, Pooh. Sure. What's a Pooh?
You're sitting on one.
I am? Oh, well, glad to meet you. Name's Tigger. T-I-double-g-er. That spells Tigger.
Pooh removed himself from the floor and found a chair to sit in.
But what is a Tigger?
Well, he asked for it.